Yeah, it's me again. Looks like the only way for me to stop talking tonight is to get a hammer and hit myself over the head. And I'll do that after this video. Now I'm gonna share with you a time in my life when I went to Thailand and lived there for over 10 years. It was a time when Thailand wasn't over expensive, and the exchange rate was good. And not quite so many scams as there is there today. I hear Thailand is kind of outpricing itself. But it is and was for me a paradise for young men. You held alcohol flowing everywhere, warm weather, and beautiful femmes. Oh yeah, the food weren't bad either. But I like watching people. It's far more truthful than whatever comes out of their mouths. And I used to see sometimes the Phalangs bring back a femon. A Phalang is just a foreigner, that's all. Back to the bar. After obviously a bit of a shagging session. Drops her off and off he went. But she was only there a couple of minutes or so, maybe 15. And another Phalang came along, one she knew. Another customer. And she went straight over to him. And was all over him. And off they went, too. And sometimes I saw these femmes go with five or six guys just like that. And I was wondering, where in the hell do they get the energy from? Of course, the bar does give them certain drinks to give them more energy, if you know what I mean. But still. But if you think about sex, usually it's the man who takes control. He usually does all the work. And sometimes when the femme plays submissive like that, it's okay too, right guys? But I saw some girls there that had seven or eight or more Phalang boyfriends. And they kept them apart, and the guy would never have known. She never got the names mixed up, and she acted slightly different with every one of them. And none of these Phalang boyfriends had any clue there was anybody else. And I was thinking, how do they learn all that? Is there a school they send them to? No, of course there isn't. So how do they do all that just so flawlessly, without any training whatsoever? And then it hit me. It's in the femmes' nature. They're just doing what naturally comes to them. And of course there was the usual scams, you know, the sick buffalo on the farm or Nan's dying of something. But the scam wasn't very expensive and guys thought they were doing good. He was kind of living a dream, even though it wasn't real. And in return, the femme got money, quite a bit of it. And of course a lot of the reason why the Western women and the European women are disgusted by it is because, one, the Thai femmes are too cheap. And they're jealous as hell because the Thai femmes are very attractive. And of course, given inflation the way it is and what prices I paid and what they are now, it still may be a very great place to go for a young man. Or a couple of young men. To be honest, I'm getting quite old now and I'm still getting flashbacks from Thailand. The time when I was with a femme and we went to the market, we had to choose a fish, each a live one. They're usually live at the markets there. And we had them put in a bag still alive of water. And off we trotted to the river, and the Thai femon explained to me about our relationship. Funny, I just thought it was banging, but never mind. We both let the fish go. If they swim away and stay together, then we will stay together too. So we did it, and luckily the fishes stayed together. God knows if the fishes swam off. I guess she would have walked off, I guess. But no big deal, I might pick up another one just around the corner. So really, femons are selling themselves everywhere. Just at different degrees. And that's the way it's been since time began. Now I've just evoked a memory in my mind of me on the beach drinking beer with the moon hitting the water and reflecting off the sea and an attractive femme beside me singing some song or other. And a light breeze was blowing and we were the only ones on the beach. And then I farted and spoiled it all. No, of course, I don't toot on holiday. Anyway, thanks for listening to that, guys. I'm just going to check what the flights are to Thailand. Take it easy. Oh yeah, forgot.